Houston standing by, over.
Jeremy and Joe starts now
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Hello, Houston. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. We're Jeremy and Joe. Ryan's around as well. Joe, looks like you're reporting for spring training.
Yeah, it's baseball. It's baseball season. I'm here. Yeah. Isak Paredes is there. We're ready.
I feel like you're going to go out and take some fungos.
Yeah, why not? People are there for sure going to be part of the Astros opening lineup are reporting for spring training. That's both me and Isak Paredes.
Is that a joke?
Maybe a bad one.
Yeah. You think the chances of Isak being traded have gone up or gone down? That's been the stock report, is what's going on with Isak Paredes.
I don't know. It feels like down.
Yeah.
Because he's there? is the only reason to move it of recent?
Yeah, though? I feel like it's down too.
But it's not by much. It's just kind of like floating right around the same range. But it's down.
Percentage
down.
Chance he gets traded?
I was at 50 the other day. I'm going to like 45.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. 45%. 45% chance he gets traded. I mean, they're all kind of like saying words of like, you know, what's, you know, it's good for the team and depth. And, you know, even a spot has talked about it a little bit. Even Chandler Rome in his article has talked about like a path to them all being on this team, which is earth-shattering. We'll get to that a little bit later. Spring training, more stuff going on. All the players are there now for the Astros in West Palm Beach. We'll tip the cap, as we like to do on Mondays. Tip the cap to everybody who deserves it over the week. We'll get to that a little bit later. So if you want to tip the cap, you can let us know. Are you buying the KD files? We'll discuss that in a little bit, because that certainly popped off yesterday. Thanks to Kevin Durant, Michael Jordan did some questionable behavior at a NASCAR race. So maybe the Kevin Durant stuff got buried for a moment. But we'll begin, Joe. You know, NBA All-Star Weekend was going on yesterday.
It was.
They played these games at, like, the crack of dawn. The All-Star game was early. The slam dunk contest was early. The three-point shootout was early. But we'll get to that in a moment. The lead story, of course, in this great city, Houston Cougar basketball. Number two team in the country. They're in Iowa today for Iowa State, the number six team in the country. A little Hilton magic, maybe, for the Cyclones. Houston's hoping not. But over the weekend, Joe, Houston beat Kansas State. And as we always do, every single time the Houston Cougars play a basketball game, we get yours and Brian's top three takeaways.
Yeah.
What was your first of your top three takeaways?
They did what they were supposed to do. They beat a team pretty easily. I mean, it was mostly in the first half there, obviously. Outscoring by 14 in the first half, tied in the second half. But they did what they were supposed to do. Kansas State's not good. They fired their coach, was it immediately after the game?
No, it was yesterday. Like,
it was yesterday? Night. Okay.
Yeah.
So they took care of business. They did exactly what they were supposed to, Jeremy. It was okay. Do your job.
Well, I don't know if I want to give you that one.
Why not?
They did what they were supposed to do. Dynamite analysis, Cotton.
I don't think they played there. Like
dynamite,
incredible.
Okay,
I would say. I mean, a lot of turnovers in this game. You know, two of them from, or four of them from Fleming's, four of them from Sharp. Not the best day shooting from Fleming's, but nice seven rebounds on there. So appreciate the effort on the glass. That's very good for him. So not the best day with turnovers, but
you know, 15. That's the most they've had in a while. They average a little over eight in a game, which is number one in the country. So was that your second takeaway?
Yep, that's number two.
Your second takeaway was too many turnovers.
Too many turnovers.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's fair. 15 is more than they're accustomed to. They average a little over eight a game, number one in the country. What was your third takeaway?
Another good day from Sharp. 28 points. He continues to score very, very well, efficiently, pretty much
all the
time.
How many points he scored? He didn't score 28.
Oh, that's 23. I had something on my computer. It looked like an eight.
Was it chocolate? was it chocolate?
No, I don't know what it was.
A little like, Valentine's
it was like,
Day chocolate?
It was like dust.
A little smudge of chocolate?
It was definitely a smudge because it looked like an 8, and then I swiped it, and it's like, oh, no, that's 23.
You had a smudge of
chocolate. I don't
chocolate.
Know why. That got me.
Changing the point total.
I was trying to give him more.
Who was the general manager for the Bulls whenever they had Jordan Pippen? Was it Reinsdorf?
No, that's the
Or was
the
that the owner? I get him confused.
You're thinking of Krumms.
Krus?
Jerry Krause.
Yes.
Jerry Krause.
Krumms.
Jerry Krause. You know what they called Krause?
Krumms.
Crumbs. You know why they called him Crumbs?
Because he always had crumbs.
Because he always was eating that.
He's a big old boy.
Shirt.
No,
yeah, how big a boy are you?
He also like apparently, it was very much a thing like on like the team bus. when he would stand up.
Oh, he's constantly wiping crumbs off his shirt?
He always had crumbs on his shirt. Where did I see that at? Where did I hear that? Was that in the Jordan documentary?
Yeah, it's in The Last Dance, yeah.
Okay, it's in The Last Dance. I was wondering where I learned that from, because certainly you would know all this.
Yeah, and then remember the Bulls fans booed his wife? Yep, that happened.
Why did they break up that team whenever you're like in the middle of a dynasty? Like, why not ride it out until you lose a final?
I don't, because they're cheap.
You think they would have all stayed together for like until they got broke up?
Yeah, I think if they would have given Pippen a contract, then Jordan would have come back.
Why did they break it up? And then went to the baby Bulls with, who was it, Tyson Chandler and Ed Curry?
Yep, and then Ben Gordon.
Why did they
Captain
do that?
Kirk? It's a great question.
My rule on breaking up dynasties is you can't do it until they lose a title. Like, you can't do it after they won a title. If you win a title, you have to run it back the best you can. You can't tear down a dynasty and the foundation of its dynasty as the defending champion. A year removed from the defending champion? Okay. All right. You can do that then. But you can't do it as the defending champion. That's my rule.
I think that's a good rule.
And you broke the rule.
You just give Scottie Pippen whatever he wants to come back, even though, yeah. I mean, I guess they were right on that one a little bit.
I don't know, man. I mean, do they win the title if they all come back?
Who won the title the next year? Was that Spurs?
99, yeah, the strike year. I believe that was the Spurs over the Knicks.
See, I think they wouldn't strike.
That was the 8-seed Knicks?
Yeah, I believe that's right. I know the Spurs' first title was over the 8-seed Knicks. I think that was a 99 to strike year.
That was Van Gundy's team.
I think they win that title. On a shortened season where like Jordan and Pippen don't have to play a full year.
Yeah, they shouldn't have done that.
I agree.
I really hate that happened.
I'm sure you
all right, so was that all three of yours, Joe,
that was
or
all three.
Did I miss the third?
No, you got three in there.
All right. No, solid three. B-Mac, 3-Mac, you got your threes?
Yeah, I got my three. First one was, I liked the first half from Sacco. Tugler got into foul trouble really quickly, two fouls in the first 2 minutes. Didn't play the rest of the first half. And Sacco, obviously not much of an offensive player, but came in, got multiple blocks in transition. He was diving all over the court for loose balls, stealing possessions, and cleaning up on the offensive board. So I liked what he provided for the team when Tugler hit the bench.
Great observation, Brian. I thought he played maybe better than anybody in that first half. It was his birthday as well.
Yeah,
so
I heard
that. He really shined on his birthday. His grandfather died early in the week, so he was playing inspired. He started to come around, though, which is great because he gives Houston some post-depth in case there is some foul trouble there, which at times there is a bit of foul trouble. So,
Before I get into the next one, what did you think of the tech you picked up?
I thought both techs were weak in that game.
I did, too. I guess it's possible Sacco could have said the magic word, which is what the announcers seemed to intimate reading lips. But I thought both techs, both on him and the big for Kansas State, I guess he bumped Tugler down the court, but I thought both were pretty soft.
I would call it more of a grazing of shoulders.
Yeah, definitely not a bump worth an injection.
I thought both were incredibly soft. I'll be honest, I thought the one on Buka was softer.
That's fair.
Kansas State, but I think if I had to grade the two like on the softest and like one's being the softest, I would say the one on Buka was a one and Sacco was a two. They were both incredibly soft, but Buka's especially. Like, he's just running back up the floor and grazed his shoulder with Tugler. That was bizarre. I think they were trying to even it up, which sometimes you see officials do that where you get a tech on the other team and you're kind of searching to tee up the other team to level it out. You see that a lot, actually, which is pretty annoying, but you see it. I think that was happening there. They were both soft for sure.
So I also like the how they answered the slow start. Obviously, it could have been the classic look ahead game with the big games coming up on obviously tonight, and then Arizona and Kansas after that. Down 15-6 after with what, about 8 minutes left, they went on a 27-4 run to close the half. I believe Kansas State went 1-15 to close the half. They stretched that run out to 33-4 with the opening few minutes of the second half. So really nice run there to completely claim control of the game again. I think it really started. It was so funny to me. They put Kansas State put out Marcus Johnson. Big old boy, kind of like that LSU baseball player we had fun with on Friday. He comes out there, is out there for 1 minute, gets forced into two turnovers, a 5-second violation, and travel when they trap him. He gets taken off the court and didn't play the rest of the game. He played 1 minute in the game.
Yeah, he couldn't handle the defense.
No, he couldn't handle it at all.
That big old boy, I was watching him and shoot around. That guy can shoot.
Like, yeah, that's what the announcers are saying. They said he's a great three-point shooter, and he got one up, but they couldn't. He was just a liability out there. Anytime the Cougs trapped him, he couldn't do anything.
Yeah, good call on that. It's funny. He only played 1 minute. They were in foul trouble, too. I mean, Buka fouled out because of the technical foul. Manning was a bit of foul trouble, and then McGriff, their big guy, was in. He eventually No, he finished with four, but he had four like at the 12-minute mark. So even with all that foul trouble, he only played that 1 minute. It was kind of crazy. Was that your third or your second?
No, that was my second. It just expand upon that. I was looking at their box score afterwards. They only played eight men, including Johnson's 1 minute, and that includes a guy getting, like you say, fouling out. So yeah, it was crazy that they didn't go back to him considering the circumstances of the game. But last one, Joe mentioned it with the turnovers, but just incredibly sloppy second half. I mean, that Sanak three put him up 24, just past the 17-minute mark in the second half, and then they turned the ball over 11 times the rest of the game and let the Wildcats get back. I think they gave about 9 points in 2 minutes right after the Sanak three, and get down to 10 with 7 minutes left. So sloppy second half, didn't end up mattering, but got to clean that up with the schedule coming up.
That was sound, boys. That was sound stuff. Well, let's do it again tomorrow.
Sounds great. Big game tonight. You excited?
Joe, every game's the same for me.
This next three game stretch is different.
Every game, I look at every game one game at a time.
This next stretch
the
is
biggest,
incredible.
The biggest game is the one that's the most important game. I don't get too high. I don't get too low. I'm right here for all of them.
Okay. They're all your favorite children?
All right here. They're all my favorite. The next one's my favorite one, Joe.
Okay.
Next one's my favorite one. It is a great venue to watch a basketball game, though. Hilton Coliseum, call it Hilton Magic. They draw tons of people. They'll be loud. I saw some students like camping out. They have some sort of rule where you can only do it like 24 hours before the game or something like that. I forget the exact rule, but they were like, as soon as the window is open, they like ran with like a pop-up tent. So they're camping out. Should be a lot of fun. Two very good teams. I mean, they're both top six teams. Houston second in today's AP. Iowa State six. Iowa State with their three-headed monster, Lipsy Momchilovic, who's one of the best three-point shooters in the country. And then Joshua Jefferson, maybe one of the more unique players in the entire country. Kind of a big-bodied, 6'9", can move. Really good scorer, really good passer, really good rebounder. So, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun tonight between Houston and Iowa State. A couple of the Twitchers who like Houston, they're saying some things on the Twitch. Ryan says, looking forward to full contact basketball tonight between U of H and Iowa State. I imagine it will be pretty physical. I imagine it will be. B. Hannon says, hate that the game this weekend was on Peacock. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to go back and watch it. I usually watch the games in replay. I didn't watch this one on Peacock, though. Did you guys watch it, or you just box score analysis? Sounds like Brian watched it and Joe read a box score.
Yep.
Accurate.
Accurate. It's accurate. How was the broadcast on Peacock?
Mediocre. I mean, the camera looked good. I'll give it that. But the announce crew was pretty mediocre.
Oh, that's my friend. James is my friend.
Yeah, he was, what, two seats down from you?
Yeah, he's two seats down. Not three doors down. Two seats down.
All right.
Ryan, they even call him Even Kill Branham. They do. People do call me Even Kill Branham. All right, 713-780-ESPN. No, Branham, not Brenham. He does follow me on Twitter now, though, as can you, at Jeremy Branham. We're all on Twitter, though. ESPN 975, you can watch the show. TikTok at ESPN 975. You can call in, 713-780-ESPN. We always have callers. I don't know how good they always are, but we always have callers. Although we do have the most sophisticated listenership in all of sports radio. 713-780-3776. I think I said them all right. Twitter, TikTok, Twitch. Oh, how could I forget Twitch? Twitch.tv/ESPN975.
In his underwear, living in his mother's basement.
Facts. Those are true. Spring training stuff, we'll get to that. I'm thinking about hedging some of my Yordan rules. Tip of the cap. I'll get to the KD files and All-Star Weekend. What do we make of that? 713-780-ESPN, the HRMP listener line. 713-780-3776. It's Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
ESPN 97.5. This is Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
He's Joe, I'm Jeremy. 713-780-ESPN. So, who won the NBA All-Star game yesterday, Joe?
One of the U.S. teams.
Draw.
But I don't know if it was the Stars or the Stripes.
Did you watch the All-Star game?
No, because I didn't realize it was on in the middle of the day.
Did you watch this 3-point shootout?
I also didn't realize it was on during the middle of the day.
Did you watch the slam dunk contest?
I watched the highlights of it.
Okay. Yeah, I saw the video that had like every dunk made in the NBA slam dunk contest, which might have actually taken away the biggest highlight of the show. But I didn't watch any of it. I saw some tweets saying that the NBA All-Star game was better, like more competitive. But like it's some sort of round robin play and then you go into some championship. Like Google says that the Stars beat the Stripes 47-21. Like, what are we doing here? Like, what? This is so weird.
Yeah.
And like, you have the Stars, you got the Stripes, yeah. You got the World. Can we just go, like, East-West? And if we're not going to do East-West, can we do, like, America versus the World? Like, this is awful. Awful yeah. stuff.
No, it's not good. And that's why, like, and people are trying to make it seem like the diehard NBA fans are like, it was better. Okay, great. Like, that's, congratulations, it was a little bit better. It sounds like it was mostly because of Victor Wembanyama. That he tried in the first game, and because he's so big and so dominant that it kind of forced everyone else to play as well. But it's to me, like, it's just, it's not, when you're doing this where it's like there's a quarter of basketball versus two teams, then a quarter versus another two teams, another quarter versus another matchup. It's all dumb. It's all dumb. It makes no sense, honestly, on like why they decided to make it this extreme. I get Adam Silver's trying to be creative, trying to say, hey, maybe these guys will play hard for two quarters if they're not going to play hard for four quarters. But then having all of it happen during the middle of the day is really strange. Because like, I might, like, when people were tweeting, like, oh, this is actually good basketball happening during the All-Star game, I was like, well, I'm not home because I thought this was on during primetime. So I'm not going to watch.
Yeah, the All-Star Saturday night. Like, I do like the slam dunk contest, and I like the 3-point shootout. I don't like how they went away from the old school 3-point shootout, like do all the gimmicky stuff. Mm-hmm. And I understand that the NBA slam dunk contest isn't nearly what it used to be, but I still enjoy watching it, and that's something that I would have watched if it was on TV after Arizona and Texas Tech. But it was over by like 4. Like, and maybe it was the Olympics. Like, was the Olympics the reason they did it so early? But it made no sense to me. Like, NBA All-Star Saturday is supposed to be on Saturday night, not during the early evening. That was absurd. I also think it's absurd that Damian Lillard, who has not played at all this year because he's hurt, won the NBA 3-point contest. Like, where is, like, it has ruined the sanctity of the NBA 3-point contest, which you can have a player that's been hurt all year win the 3-point shootout. They've buried the 3-point shootout by allowing a player that hasn't played all year, A, to participate, and B, win it. Anybody can win this sucker. The sanctity of the 3-point shootout has been ruined forever.
I mean, and it was like the best thing about the weekend. I mean, for me, it's not ruined. Like, it is what it is. It's weird that he participated in it. I don't really get why he would, as he's recovering from an Achilles injury. But it's just the whole weekend is just kind of, it used to be like, even the game, when the game wasn't at its best, like, there still was fun around the dunk contest. But I don't really know any of these guys in the dunk contest, to be honest with you. Like,
one's Richardson's son, Jason Richardson's son.
That's cool. But, like, I've seen the highlights, and I'm like, have these guys ever played in the NBA before? Like, do they play actual NBA minutes?
I think they play more than Mac McClung.
That's fair. That's fair.
Which Mac McClung ruined the sanctity of the NBA slam dunk contest by winning it back-to-back years and playing in 0 minutes in the NBA.
Yeah, and then putting out his dunk package that he would have used this weekend that was better than anything that was happening during the actual dunk contest.
Yeah, I don't know how I felt about the little, like, flip of the, you see the one where he like jumped over somebody and then like touched the ball from the rim by going like,
yeah,
I don't know how you would call it, the opposite of what would be normal. I didn't know how I felt about that one. That was more of a tip in than a dunk, I felt.
Yeah, it's one where I think they might ding him a couple points there, Jeremy, if you did that in the real dunk contest.
Yeah, but like, no, like, but the they had that one guy who did the normal dunk, like he ran like I was he trying to jump from the free throw line, but he ended up jumping from like the bottom part of the circle, like well into the lane, where it was like the most basic dunk that you would see like in a normal game.
Yeah, it was Jackson Hayes. Like, he is, I don't understand. Like, we see, I mean, Amen Thompson does that every night, but better. Yeah. Like, if like that he must have just miscalculated, but don't you just like abort at some point and be like, hey, like, can't, like, this is, I'm too close?
Yeah, maybe a different word.
Bail?
Yeah, maybe bail on the dunk.
Okay.
Would be a better way to go.
I think I don't know.
But then the, Jason Richardson's son try to do something off the side of the backboard and landed on his dome.
I mean, he
almost broke his skull.
He smacked his head on the ground.
I've never seen somebody concussed from the slam dunk contest, and it nearly happened. Like, he might be concussed, but just was so embarrassed that he continued on.
Yeah, that was gnarly. He hit the ground so hard. Like, did he continue after that?
I think he did. I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, what about player safety, Jeremy? What about player safety?
Yeah, we should be concerned about player safety.
Yeah, but he hit the ground so hard. It was awful.
We should be critical of player safety in the NBA slam dunk contest. Jasper, I definitely bring up the sophistication of your listenership. Who wouldn't? Oh, Jasper's saying that he brings it up. No. Jasper, you don't do that. You bring up the ratio of listeners who sleep with the sheets tucked. Did you know that about Jasper?
Nope.
Jasper sleeps with the sheets tucked.
Why do you know
so,
that?
Jasper, you might be the only
he
one.
He told us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he told us. He let us know. Because I was on a tangent one day, like how I hate doing that. I always untuck them like the moment I walk into the room. Like, that's the first thing I do when I enter a hotel room is I untuck the sheets.
Yes.
I'm like Costanza. Like, I'm like Costanza on Seinfeld. It's uncomfortable. I feel like I'm, you know, being buried alive.
I feel like I'm trapped.
I don't like to be restrained. Yeah. What's that?
I feel like I'm trapped in there. It's tucked in.
Junkie says I liked the All-Star game. They actually tried. That's good. That's good that they tried. Keep it up, fellas. I'm just glad that they all had fun. Spencer 409, fellas, the Olympic is the showcase, and I love your takes, but since y'all didn't watch, how can you be so critical? It was competitive until last game where the old head sat too long and got cold. Because I hate the NBA All-Star Weekend. It's cool that they're being competitive, but like they're on teams that I do not recognize for no reason. Like, who did they draft these teams? Certainly the world didn't get drafted because they just got in the world. I want old school East versus. I don't even care if they play the game.
I mean,
I don't care about exhibition games, really.
Like, how many years in a row would it have to be competitive and, like, people to be raving about it for you to have general intrigue in watching the game again? Like, I think it has to at least be one more year of this format, if it works, where it's like everyone's like, yes, it was competitive, it was fun, they tried, and then I'm going to continue. But, like, you have Anthony Edwards laughing off if he's going to try before the game starts.
Yeah.
Like, the players do themselves... Like, no service here.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I need it to be like competitive either. Like, you know, the Major League Baseball All-Star game tried to have the home field advantage for the World Series to be determined, so like they would add stakes to the game. I don't want the exhibition game to be that. Like, to me, it's just go out there, have fun, see if you can do whatever to, you know, bring in viewers, maybe do some cool dunks. I don't know. But I don't like the gimmicky, like, oh, these are your teams now. No, just go old school East-West. I like that better. 713-780-ESPN. Dunk contest or home run derby? I personally hate how they've tried to modernize both. I wish they would go back to the classic in both of them. With the dunk contest, you have your five racks. You got four balls and a money ball. In the home run derby, you get 10 outs. That's the way it should be.
The derby is better. Like, the format is better, even though, like, I agree with you, like, they're both, they shouldn't have changed it. So I like the derby more. The problem with the derby, though, is that because of the format, it's kind of hard to watch. Like, you're not really seeing the ball fly out of the yard.
No, it's like you gotta have your head on a swivel during the home run derby now. 713-780-3776. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Gary, you're with Jeremy and Joe. What's up, Gary?
Hey, remember I called you guys a while back? I mean, the home run derby.
I don't remember.
Okay, I know you don't, but slam dunk contest, I'll refresh your memory. I figured you guys would say the home run derby.
Hang up on Gary. We're not doing that today. That's enough. All right, I remember now, Gary. You're right. I don't need the take again. 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776.
I
didn't want to boot him. I was tired of hearing that. I didn't want to hear the take again.
Guess what?
I didn't want to hear the tip.
I am.
Oh, you booted him?
You are
My bad. I didn't know you booted him.
I just want to hear the song.
It's good to hear from you, Gary. All right, 713-780-3776. Coming up next, let's get to these KD files. Is this really his burner? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2. I hope you guys had a great Valentine's Day. You probably did if you were one of the few that went out to Federal American Grill. Federal American Grill is always outstanding. Social hour, unbelievable at Federal American Grill. Did you know that their social hour is from 3 until 7? Of course you did, because I tell you every day. But you got to get on out there. You're probably stuck in traffic on the highway right now. You might even be in sight of a Federal American Grill. A Federal American Grill might be on your route home. Well, stop on by. Have a social hour drink. Various drink specials, $10 apps. Maybe you're hungry after a long day of work. And we know that you guys work hard, so go treat yourself for those $10 appetizers. They got world-class whiskey and bourbon selections for you while you stop in. Join Club Fed, the rewards point systems, where members have early access to all things Federal American Grill. And tons of locations for you throughout the Houston area. That River Oaks location will be opening soon. But they got two in Hedwig Village, one on the Grand Parkway, Shepherd. They got one in downtown Houston, and of course the Federal American Grill up in my neck of the woods out at the Woodlands, Texas. Swing by to any of them. All are fantastic. Taking a look at some of their menus. Just sometimes I like to, whenever I do these reads, just pull up the menu and be like, what would I get today? I'm kind of leaning that signature jumbo lump crab cake. Who doesn't love a lump crab cake? I'd probably order the iceberg wedge salad just to troll Brian, although who doesn't love an iceberg wedge? I certainly do. And then look at some of these entrees they have. Some chicken fried steak, surf and turf, 16-ounce black Angus ribeye, maybe a blackened ahi tuna if you're trying to eat a little bit lighter. The Chilean sea bass, their menu is fantastic. There's nothing bad on it. You're going to enjoy yourself. Get out there to Federal American Grill now. We mentioned those locations, two in Katy, one downtown Houston, Shepherd, the Woodlands as well. Go out to Federal American Grill and treat yourself, where precision cooking meets quality ingredients and a tribute to American cuisine.
Houston's independent voice for sports, ESPN 97.5. It's Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Junkie says he saw Lance McCullers at a Federal American Grill. I cannot confirm nor deny that. But if he did go, he's got impeccable taste, immaculate taste even. Another junkie, first thing you do in a hotel room is check for bed bugs. I never check for bed bugs in a hotel room. I like to live life on the edge, live dangerously.
I'm a dog.
I don't even know how you do that. Like, do you need like a light, like a certain black light for that?
I think so. I'm just kind of crossing my fingers and hoping for the best, to be honest.
Same. I just, if it happens, it happens. You know, it's one of those things. What's the first thing that you do whenever you go to a hotel room?
Usually, like, if I go to a casino, put my stuff down, then go to the casino?
That's not what I said.
I don't know. Just, like, put my stuff down?
Oh, I just Googled bed bugs. This is nasty.
Yeah, I don't.
Check for bed. Yeah, it's gross.
I don't want to do that.
Check, though. You need to thoroughly inspect the mattress seams, box springs, headboards, and nearby furniture using a flashlight, looking for live apple seed-sized bugs, tiny white eggs, shed skins, and black fecal spots.
I don't do that.
I might have to start doing this. I might have to
start.
You're
going to start?
This is nasty. I don't want to sleep on this. Yeah, I'm going to at least give it a little look. I don't think I'm going to bring up the mattress. Just give it a peek. Yeah, give it a quick look-see.
That's fair. You know what I mean? That's fair.
Like, check out the perimeter. You know, like, I'm looking at the perimeter of my bed at the moment. It doesn't look like I had any bed bugs, so that's good. Like, how quickly do you notice if you had them if you don't check?
See, that's what I feel like. Like, is it easy to tell?
Or like, it looks pretty easy, but this might be, like, you know, kind of egregious looking.
My guess is what you're looking at is very egregious.
Yeah. It's pretty gross. Anyways, 713-780-ESPN. The KD files came out yesterday. Yeah. There are people accusing Kevin Durant of having another burner, and people think that they have uncovered the burner. I had somebody slide into my DMs who I actually, like, respect. And not to say I don't respect a lot of people, but just surprised that somebody, like, you know, DM'd me and said, like, they're true. Somebody DM'd me and said that they think that it's like 1,000% him.
Mm.
I'm more on the fence on this. Like, I don't know, man. Like, it seems, one, I think it's more unlikely for him to have another burner because he's had a burner in the past. Like, I don't think he would make the same mistake twice. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, like, most of these comments are in a group chat, you know? So, like, did it just get leaked from a group chat? Okay, it's possible. Like, we're all in group chats.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it seems, because he's so active now, and I guess he was active before when it happened. Like, he was still going at people, but not as much. But, like, once he got caught, he really just started doing what he does now, which is constantly going at people, like, voicing his opinion. Now, a lot of this stuff is not about him, necessarily. It's about other people. But I tend to give him the benefit of the doubt, but also at the same time, to be honest with KD and social media, like, nothing would surprise me at this point because he's got busted for having it before.
Yeah. See, I went from initially, like, seeing this, like, okay, this is stupid. Like, I'm not even going to pay this attention. And then I was like, okay, well, like, I wasn't even going to bring it up on the show. Like, it wasn't going to be, or at least with, like, an idea that I brought up. You know, if y'all wanted to talk about it, then cool, let's talk about it. But I right when I initially saw it, I'm like, okay, this is a nothing burger. I'm not even going to pay it any mind. Then I was like, should I be paying attention to this? And then it went to, okay, let's at least talk about this. And then it was like, okay, try to talk me into it. And then I had somebody slide into my DMs being like, yeah, that was him. And like, okay, like now I'm like, I don't really know what to think. I think as I currently talk to y'all now, I'm 60-40, not him.
Yeah, I mean, like, he would have to, for someone to know with certainty, like, he would have to have, like, made a mistake at some point, right? And, like, message that same group chat as the actual Kevin Durant Twitter account.
See, I also think it's very easy to fake this.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
If we wanted to set up Kevin Durant, like, A, when is the best time to let it leak? Probably right around the All-Star game, right? Especially, like, outside of football season. Secondly, like, people were, like, pointing to this little, like, owl picture that he used on, like, his normal Twitter. And then it's, like, the header on this little burner. It's like, okay, well, that would be the first thing that I would do if I was trying to make it look like him is I would go look at the pictures that he posts and then post them myself, right?
Yes.
Then, like, the stuff that's leaked from the group chat, like, is like an alias. It's not his name, you know what I mean? And, like, some of the people that are in the group chat, you could easily fake the name, you know? So, like, I think it's very easy to make it look like it's real when it's not. So I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. I would like to see him asked about this, quite frankly. Like, I would love to know his answer. I also won't eliminate it from the realm of possibility that it is his burner.
Oh, 100%. I also would like to see someone ask about it. The other thing, too, is, like, I think people have pointed to the fact that, like, as soon as this got exposed, the account went private. That to me is another not a big deal. Where, like, it kind of feels like that Twitter account can feed into this being KD. I mean, if it was, it's not great. I'll say that. If it is KD, the stuff in the chat is not a good thing. It's not good for his reputation as an NBA player or anything like that, or as a member of the Rockets, honestly. But it's so weird because, like, I can't imagine. I think the reason why I struggle with this is, Jeremy, is, like, I cannot imagine ever in my life feeling the need to have this, right? Like, I don't understand why people have to create burner accounts to attack other people or to speak their mind. I think it is one of the strangest behaviors a human being can possibly have. So, like, I just don't understand how someone like Kevin Durant would feel the need to be part of a random group chat with people
who
doesn't
know. It's not random,
though,
right? Like, they're not his guys. These aren't his boys.
Is that who they would be? Is that what they're saying?
That yeah, I don't like think it's guys? Random. I think that this is like his circle of friends. Because if it was my, like, I would have a group chat with my circle of friends. Like, I have a group chat with my friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, and if I were Kevin Durant, like, let's just assume that I'm, you know, one of the greatest scorers in NBA history, which, like, I mean, it's believable, right? And, like, I would probably have the conversations, like, that he's having with, like, if this is his circle of friends, it doesn't surprise me the things that he's saying. Because I think that I would have very similar conversations with my circle of friends. Like, Joe, you should see what I say about you to my circle of friends.
I'm sure,
like,
it's tough.
Not that different than what Kevin Durant is saying allegedly here to his friends. You should see the things I say about Brian. Like, you think you bad? Like, look, maybe I'll pull it up someday, what I say about Brian in my group chat. So, like, I don't think that is an eliminator from this being his. I don't think it is him, but it wouldn't eliminate me that he is saying this kind of stuff.
Sure.
Because, like, it's your closest friends. Like, hey, I don't like my teammate. And, like, some of the stuff he says, too, like, again, don't think it's him. 60-40, don't think it's him. Like, I don't think he's wrong. Like, maybe he's not the softest with his words here, but I'm not sure that he's wrong about these things. The Rockets-related ones, the Rockets franchise player can't shoot or defend.
mean, Alpe can't defend.
That's about – he can't shoot really either.
No.
Like, he can shoot around the paint a little bit, but he can't shoot outside. You know what I mean? Like, he's not a great shooter. So, okay, yeah, like, that one's not terribly wrong. Again, not saying it's him, but, like, that's a decent take. Jabari Smith is the R word. I've never felt that Jabari was dumb. Like, that one's a little bit weird to me because I don't think he plays basketball dumb. I think Jabari's pretty, like – I've never went one way or the other with Jabari Smith's basketball IQ. You know what I mean? Like, I think Amen Thompson has a basketball IQ that's elite. I think that Tari Eason's basketball IQ is below average. I think Jabari's right in the middle. You know what I mean? Like, I've never thought that about Jabari. So that one's kind of weird. Another one says that Steve Kerr has hated black people ever since Michael Jordan punched him in the mouth. Like, okay. Like, that's interesting. Devin Booker and Frank Vogel are dictators. Stalin and Hitler, Mussolini and Kim Jong-un. Like, that feels a little fake.
It does.
Like, maybe he doesn't like them, but to go to that extent, like, to where you're saying not only, like, I could see him saying Booker and Fogel are dictators and then ending it there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But to throw in, like, dictators of history, that feels fishy to me. The Suns are my team when we lose. Devin Booker's team when we win, which I actually think he's, like, slid into DMs from his normal account saying that.
Yeah, that one actually is like, yeah, I get that one. If it's him, like, that makes sense.
But maybe that was also one to try to make it look more credible. You know what I mean? Yeah,
exactly.
Man, I miss Ben Simmons. At least he passed the ball. Kerr never drew up plays or suggested anything, but we won a bunch of titles. I miss Harden. He has a good heart. Kind of delusional, but I get him. Chris Paul doesn't know S-word. If you don't run the cutoff and pass the ball to Steph Curry, the Warriors will cut you. Anybody know anything about Jokic's turnovers? Kyrie Irving doesn't compete with me, but that triple-double addict Russell Westbrook did. I think he called him the cocaine bear.
Yeah.
So, like, some of these just feel a little bit too far to where I think Durant would be saying this.
0967 said it on the text line, too. The texter said, it's got to be fake. Nobody has ever missed having Ben Simmons as a teammate.
Right.
Like, that was one where I was like, I think Kevin Durant's a way smarter basketball mind than saying he misses Ben Simmons. Who misses Ben Simmons?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that this is real. I really don't.
So you're 60-40 that it's not real.
60-40 not real. And I've kind of wavered. Like, I've been 60% sure that it wasn't him. When I got a DM, I was like 60% sure it was him. Now I'm back to 60-40 not him.
Okay. What do you think the percentages are that someone asks him about it?
25%.
25%?
You think it's higher?
I mean, I would like to think it's higher. I mean, if you ask the question and it's your voice on it, you're going to go viral. Like if Sarge or Jackson, whoever is there, asked the question, like, it's going to – people are going to run with it big time. So,
yeah.
I hope it's higher than 25%, but you're probably right.
Yeah, I hope he gets asked. Junkie says, so one of his circle of friends confirmed this? Question mark. No, I don't think it's been confirmed. I think it's all internet rumor. And then people are like, oh, it's definitely him. Like, one person, like one Suns fan was like, it's definitely him because he blocked me on both accounts, from both accounts. Which, like, that could be shopped. Like, it could be coincidence.
100%.
Like, maybe it's just a Kevin Durant fan. Like, I don't, like, maybe it's all staged. Maybe it's this dude who's saying that he's blocked on both accounts that wants to make Kevin Durant look bad, where he staged it all. And he blocked him from his burner, the fan's burner, not Kevin Durant's burner. But then when he makes it look like Kevin Durant's burner and it shows that he's blocked from both accounts, now it's like, oh, it's credible now. But it could have been staged the whole time. Like, it's fishy. It's fishy at best, quite frankly.
It is. And it's also one of those, too, where, like, it also could just be, like, someone who's, like, overly obsessed with Kevin Durant and just kind of has these thoughts.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't shock me if in a year we were having this exact same conversation of, is this an Alperen Şengün burner account?
Yeah.
When in reality, it's probably just some loony bin from Turkey who was defending Alpi and saying all the worst things under the planet.
See, that wouldn't shock me. It could be a Devin Booker stan. You know,
like, exactly.
It could easily. That's kind of what I think it is. I think it's a Devin Booker stan. So another, what does he get out of bashing his own teammates? See, I don't think he was bashing his own teammates for it to become out public, but I could see him privately in the confines of his friend group, like, talking poorly. Like, I mean, he said that Alpi can't defend and Alpi can't shoot. We say that every day on this radio show. Like, that's not some egregious stance to say in private with your friends. It's the fact that he got outed, right? Like, it's not Kevin Durant on his real Twitter tweeting out, oh, Alpi Şengün can't defend and he can't shoot. He's saying it to his friends. So I can see him saying like that to his friends. Some of the other stuff is a bit egregious. another junkie. If it is Katie's account, can we blame him? It depends on which specific ones we're talking about. I think the one on Jabari is unfair. I never got that sense of Jabari. I think the one with Alpi is fair. I think some of the Steve Kerr stuff is probably unfair. Got to be fake. Nobody said he wants to play with Simmons. Is there a market to put money if it was a KD count or not? Probably. Yeah, there's probably one of these markets out there that you could do this.
So there's only one other thing that gets me closer to 50-50, if not lean towards it's his burner.
Uh-huh.
Is I feel like with how active he is on social media and has been over the last 48 hours, he would deny it. That's my only thing. It's like, where is the denial?
What if he just doesn't pay it? Like, it's not worth him talking about.
He responds to people calling him the B word all the time. Like, it's like he responds to everything. 90% of the things Kevin Durant responds to on Twitter are not worth him responding to.
Yeah. I mean, he hasn't tweeted since
yesterday.
He hasn't had an original tweet since the 14th.
Yeah, he's had just replies and everything since yesterday.
Yeah, I don't think it's him, man.
I don't think it is either. I'm just like, I'm surprised, like, all the things he responds to, like, this isn't one.
He's just saying it's not, like, worth his time.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Another crew they said was KD's burner was the only one in the group chat getting emoji reactions. I don't understand how that would be a clue, though.
It'd be like everyone in the group chat knows it's KD, so there, when he says things, it's popping off. But that's also very easy to, we're not seeing full conversations. We're seeing bits and pieces of conversations, so you can manipulate that in a way.
Didn't believe the burner was real until they started filming him for the All-Star game, and after the story broke and he looks visibly uncomfortable, was on his phone constantly. I did see him on his phone constantly. Now, Kevin Durant's always on his phone.
Yeah.
And I also, like, I never saw a mannerism or a facial expression from Durant yesterday from what I was seeing on the internet. Like, a lot of people were trying to frame it as such. Like, oh, look at Durant. He's guilty of sin. Oh, look at Durant. It's definitely true. I never saw a facial reaction or a mannerism from Kevin Durant that I haven't already seen before.
Yeah, I mean, did you see him in, like, just even, like, the videos and the photos the Rockets were posting of him and Alpi on the court together yesterday? Like, they're buddy-buddy. So, like, that's... That to me means more than a still shot as a camera pans past every member of an all-star team and he looks kind of mopey in the moment.
I'm not buying it, man. You're gonna have to sell me on this a little bit better, people. I'm not there. Junkie says a friend of mine coached Katie's brother at St. John's Military Academy in Kansas. He pooped his pants dunking over a guy mid-game. I don't really understand what that means.
I don't either.
I guess maybe it's a literal think that Katie's brother pooped his pants while he was dunking over a guy during the game. I think that's what it means.
I think that's what it means.
As I talk my way through this random weird text, I think it is the literal meaning of this.
I think it is too, which tough situation for the other guy.
We better have some credible investigative journalism in Houston to have the cojones to ask the question. I don't think it is, but even if it was, I mean, come on, it's KD. See, I think that KD's past makes it more likely that this wasn't him, though.
Yeah, because he got caught.
If you've been caught with a burner, I think it's unlikely that you would try to do the burner activity again.
Mm-hmm.
And because he's so active on his normal account anyways, like, what's the need for a burner? Like, I don't get it. I really don't understand the motive here. Now, if it was a leak from a group chat specifically, like, if it was only group chat leaks, okay, that makes more sense to me. But not a burner on Twitter.
You know, it's so funny, though. Like, even, like, some of the tweets, like, are all – it seems like a lot of the tweets that people screen capped are very anti-Steph Curry throughout a lot of these.
Do you think Durant's anti-Steph Curry?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't think, like – I mean, he didn't want to go back last year, to be fair.
But the deadline, he did or didn't?
He did not. They had a trade in place.
Maybe he didn't like him.
I thought maybe it was more Draymond, but
– It could be Kerr. He had said terrible things about Kerr.
Which, like, I wouldn't blame him. He's overrated, so.
Kerr?
Yeah.
That's a hard thing to say.
Yeah.
You say Phil Jackson's overrated?
Phil did it multiple times with different teams.
Yeah, he did with Shaq and Kobe and Jordan.
I mean, he probably is overrated, to be honest, but yes.
Like,
but,
I mean, which coach between Kerr and Jackson had lesser talent? Kerr had one all-time great. I mean, unless you count Durant for a brief period of time. Phil Jackson had Jordan, Kobe, and Shaq.
Yeah. No, I was thinking as like per team, like per actual like the like one team at a time. Probably the Warriors have more collective talent.
I disagree.
Like the really?
Yeah,
I mean, Draymond's better than like the third or fourth guy on anyone on the Bulls.
I disagree. I take Dennis Rodman over Draymond in a heartbeat.
Okay, he's better than the fourth guy on the Bulls.
Okay.
Well, no, but I had Draymond. But I was thinking KD, Clay, Steph, and then Draymond.
I got you. That was a great team. I wouldn't have – I mean, Clay would probably – I mean, Clay and Draymond 3-4 is pretty solid.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And Draymond 3-4 is better than any – well, I mean, I would take Rodman over Clay and Draymond.
Definitely.
Rodman was a stud.
I just don't know who the next guy in that conversation –
in Chicago?
Yeah.
Probably Kukoc, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, for sure with Kukoc. The first chunk of teams – is it Horace Grant?
Either him guy? Or Bill Cartwright.
Yeah, Cartwright.
Then, Cartwright had that weird jump shot.
Who was
the point guard on those teams that started? Because like Kerr didn't start.
No.
Was it Paxton? Paxson?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Did he start though?
Paxton. So.
Oh, the whenever they had Rodman, they had Ron Harper. Don't sleep on Ron Harper. He was pretty good.
Did you see what he did this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I loved every
bit of it. So he was at a press conference with his two kids who were both at the All-Star weekend. And they asked him a question about his kids playing in the NBA. And he said, no, I don't tell my kids what to do like LeBron does. Their faces are incredible in the moment because they know like LeBron's going to be staring them down the next time they play the Lakers. It's so funny. It's like such an honest dad comment. But like... the kids are going to be punished for it, essentially.
Yeah, yeah. First thing you always do in a hotel room is crank the AC as low as it will go. Turn on the TV just because, and start running the faucet just because. Eric the buyer. I don't do that with the faucet. TV, sure, and definitely the AC. Some hotels will have a. Most hotels have a cap on how low you can go.
But I always drop it immediately.
I drop it as far down as it'll go.
Yeah, because it's always. I feel like it's always muggy in a hotel room.
Yeah, for sure.
Like it's never hot, it's never cold. It's just in that weird in between, I kind of get. But
the lowest that I've ever seen a hotel be willing to go before they cap you is 55. It was like a one and a. It was like a unicorn room.
Do you put it down to 55?
I put it down as low as it'll go.
Really?
Yeah, I like to sleep cold.
That cold?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean I don't do that routinely. I don't do that at the house, but it's free AC. Take advantage. If it's free, give me three.
That's true.
Yeah. So, yeah, I do that. I watched Smashing Machine last night in the room.
What'd you think?
I had some work to do. I thought it was going to be better than I thought it was. Like, I saw that it was Oscar nominated and, like, people would, like, have been raving over it. And I was like, I expect this to be, like, wonderful. Like, you know, 8 or 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
I thought it was, like, a 7-1.
I think The Rock and Emily Blunt are both good in it.
Oh, great in it. Yeah.
Ryan Bader, like, I was, like, surprised and how good he was in it.
Good, agreed.
But everything else, like around them, it was kind of like it's kind of meh.
Yeah, I thought the story was kind of meh too. You know, like I mean, I appreciate that it's based on a true story and it's based on that the documentary. But I just thought it was kind of. I mean, it was fine. I mean, it's worth watching. Like, I'm not trying to stray you away from the movie. I just didn't think it was like Oscar good. But they were good actors in it, I agree. You certainly don't want to carry bed bugs back to you because what I understand is they're very expensive treatment. I got a guy. First thing Joe does in a hotel room is put on the Bluey sheets on the bed. Who doesn't like Bluey? Bluey's great. First thing I do at a hotel is turn the thermostat down to 65.
They're Spider-Man sheets. Come on.
Lots of weirdos on the internet these days. The screenshots read like someone trying really hard to impersonate KD. See, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, that's where I'm at, too. I agree.
That's where I'm at. Larry Brown, greatest coach. Bill Parcells of the NBA turns garbage into contenders. I think he's the only He's the only coach, I believe, to win an NBA championship and a college championship. Larry Brown. Oh, B.J. Armstrong. How could you forget, Joe?
I know.
Yeah, how would
as soon as the
BJ?
Text came in, I was like, yeah.
I love B.J. Armstrong. First thing I do is at the hotel is unpack my entire suitcase. I don't understand people who live out of their suitcases. The trip is longer than 3 nights. I mostly agree. But most of my trips are 1 night, 2 nights, and back. So usually I just hang what I have to hang and then leave the other stuff in the suitcase. If it's longer than 3 nights, I do unpack.
Google AI is so bad, Jeremy. I just typed in coaches to win NCAA championship and an NBA title. Mm-hmm. It lists two coaches, and one of them's wrong.
Who's the second?
Billy Donovan.
Oh.
That's wrong. That's not true.
Yeah. Google AI is brutal, man.
It's so bad.
We need to, like, Google AI Bad Take Boulevard. Did he do it as an assistant? No, he's never been an assistant in the NBA.
Yeah, he's only been the head coach of the Thunder and the Bulls. Yeah, he's never done that before.
Yeah, Google AI is brutal. It's by far the worst Google. It's by far the worst AI.
Agreed.
Branham, I have an override code for Marriott AC thermostats. Venmo me. You'll never get frozen, or you'll get frozen out. He didn't include his Venmo, though. So, like, if you're gonna ask for money for Venmo, you're supposed to, like, advertise your Venmo. So if you did that, I would have sent you some Venmo, but the fact that you didn't, I never will again. Now, if you want to Venmo me, it's at Jeremy-Branham. The documentary was way better. I tried to find where you can watch the documentary. Apparently, it's only on YouTube now, which makes it difficult because I like to, like, download stuff onto my phone and watch. So, first thing, hotel room, check Vince for hidden camera. See, I don't care about that sort of stuff. If you want to record me, man. You're welcome for the show. You're welcome. I live my life in front of a camera.
You do.
713-780-ESPN. Let's get to a tip of the cap, Joe. Who are we tipping our cap to after this weekend in sports? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
ESPN 97.5.